Would everyone in the Senate chambers and our guests in the upper galleries please rise for a prayer by Reverend George, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag.
Psalm 28:8 says, "The Lord is the strength of his people." Almighty God, as we head home for the weekend, we ask that your strength would sustain us. Protect us as we travel and help us to be a blessing to our families and community this weekend. We ask this in your holy name. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, buddy. Be safe out there. Appreciate it.
Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Bean, Beck, Bernsketter, Black, Bratton, Brown 16, Brown 26, Carter, nope, Berger, Carter, Searpoy, Coleman, Crawford, Fitzwater, Gregory 15, Gregory 21, Henderson, Huff, Hudson, Lewis, Lukemeyer, May, McCreary, Moon, Mosley, Nicola, Nurenberg, O'Loughlin, Roberts, Schnelting, Schroer, Trent, Washington, Weber, Williams.
A quorum has been established. The Senate is in session. Senator from Platt.
Thank you, Mr. President. I request unanimous consent to allow members of the Missouri Highway Patrol to enter the chamber with sidearms.
Hearing no objection, members of the Missouri Highway Patrol will be allowed to enter the chamber with sidearms. Madam Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, 103rd General Assembly of the State of Missouri, first regular session. First day, Wednesday, January 8, 2025.
Senator from Platt.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as that, though having been fully read.
If we could take our conversations to the side gallery so we can hear the motions of the senator from Platt, that would be greatly appreciated. You've heard the motion from the senator of Platt County. Is any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you recognize the close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from Platt renews his motion that the reading of the journal be dispensed with, but you approve it as though it has been fully read. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have approved the journal. Introduction of guests. Introduction of guests. Petitions, memorials, and remonstrances. Resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Senator from Shelby.
Mr. President, I move the concurrent resolution for the Escort Committee on Inauguration, SCR1, be taken up for adoption.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Shelby County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator, your concurrent resolution is before the body.
Thank you, Mr. President. This is a list of the people who will be on the Escort Committee on Monday for the inaugural celebration. Shall I read the list? I move that it be adopted.
The Senator from Shelby has moved for the adoption of Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 1, establishing the Escort Committee for the inauguration on Monday, January 13th. Does any senator desire to be heard? Hearing none, Senator, and hoping you pick the right people, you're recognized to close.
Thank you. I close.
Senator from Shelby renews her motion that Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 1 be adopted. All those in favor? This is a roll call vote. We are testing the Secretary this morning. Madam Secretary, please call the roll on adopting SCR 1.
Senators Bean, Beck, Bernsketter, Black, Bratton, Brown 16, Brown 26, Berger, Carter, Searpoy, Coleman, Crawford, Fitzwater, Gregory 15, Gregory 21, Henderson, Huff, Hudson, Lewis, Lukemeyer, May, McCreary, Moon, Mosley, Nicola, Nirenberg, O'Loughlin, Roberts, Schnelting, Schroer, Trent, Washington, Weber, Williams.
Senator from Lawrence, votes aye. By your vote of 32 aye and 0 no, you have adopted Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 1. Senator from Platt. Oh, introduction of bills. I'm sorry. Introduction of bills. The senator from the 33rd District of Stone County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward.
I move for the waiver of the reading of the bill.
Thank you, Senator. Very good. Hearing no objection, waiver of the reading will be granted. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill Number 547, an act relating to law enforcement sales taxes, introduced by Senator Hudson.
Introduction of bills. The senator from the 12th District.
Well, no explanation will be needed.
Thank you, Senator. Please send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill Number 548, introduced by Senator Black, an act relating to health care with penalty provisions.
Introduction of bills. The senator from the 1st District appeared to be the audible senator.
I have a bill and I ask no need to for an explanation.
Thank you, Senator. Please send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill Number 549, introduced by Senator Beck, an act relating to public health services.
Introduction of bills. The senior senator from St. Charles County, 2nd District.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward.
Request a waiver of the reading.
Hearing no objection, a waiver is granted. Senator, did you also want to not have to explain your bill at this time?
Explain it.
Would you like to explain why you don't want to explain it?
No explanation.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 550, introduced by Senator Schroer, an act relating to insurance coverage for mental health services.
Senator from the 5th.
I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward.
I'd move for its adoption and ask for a waiver of the reading. No explanation necessary.
No adoption at this point needed, Senator, and we have noted you do not need to explain the bill. Thank you. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill 551, offered by Senator Roberts, an act relating to pet cemeteries.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Platt.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be announcements. Announcements. Senator from Platt.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move that the Senate stand adjourned until Monday, January 13th at 10 a.m.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Platt County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate shall stand adjourned until Monday, January 13th at 10 a.m.